The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi! Oh my God, this is a good episode. I can feel it in my bones. Guys, we have so many fun things coming up. Nashville, August 5th, Sunday, Rob Benedict and I, and maybe Brian Safi. I'm trying to lure him. It's a Sunday. It's at 2 p.m. The ticket link is up. We're going to tweet it out. We'll put it on Facebook. Number two, we're doing a bonus podcast of The Proposal with Kyle Dunnigan is doing it. And we have a special thing. If you guys want life advice that's not necessarily good from Kyle and I, we will be taking calls this Thursday. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com if you want to get some life advice from two quack doctor comedian Bachelor fans. Number three, I will be at Bonkers Comedy Club in Madison or Milwaukee. And by Madison, I mean Milwaukee, Wisconsin, July 14th for two shows with Helen Hong. That's best deal day, guys. Who doesn't love eating cheese and having some baguettes on best deal day at Bonkers somewhere in Wisconsin? All right, hang on to your seats because it's about to be a bumpy ride. Bam!
Oh, yeah.
Well, too bad. You get to start on the timer, hon. Oh my God, guys. When you accept this friendship present that I have, that coming your way.
And by the way, isn't it amazing, by the way, that there's going to be like a pop-in in a few minutes?
Oh my God, we have
like a special pop-in.
We have a celebrity pop-in. Pop-in. If you were a 14-year-old girl, you would lose your shit about our pop-in.
Yeah, and I don't think she even knows yet that she's a featured pop-in.
Oh my God, you guys. Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine, coming to you live from Hollywood, California, the city of angels. To my left is a man who has a really pervy mustache. He is my ex-husband. He is a wonderful improviser, podcaster, lover, and American.
Oh.
You know him from Throwing Shade and his patriotic duties. Mr. Yes. Brian Safi!
I feel like it's been five centuries since I saw you and Anna.
I missed you.
I missed you so much.
Oh my God.
Our pop-in is here.
Oh my God, our pop-in's here. We just started.
We literally just started.
No, you're not. You're the best. Get in. Do you need to hear? This is Rebecca.
Nice to meet you.
Oh my God. I have a belt bag too.
Does that have makeup on it?
Yes. Do you need some? You don't need to get your picture. I have lipstick for you if you want. Here we go. Everybody, here's pink. I have red. Do you want red?
Nothing but lipstick.
Here's lipstick.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay.
I know, it's kind of horny.
It's a good look.
I like it. Thank you.
It would be horny if it was like not well executed.
Yeah. That's very
nice.
Thank you.
Okay, our poppin just arrived. She is freshly showered. She's fresh as a daisy. I just want to say, in my room, I have with look how many mics in the productivity mics.
Because I know I'll lean away from them.
Here's what's exciting about this. I've made two friends in the last 12 months.
That's not impressive.
No, this is it. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. You're right.
You've made two friends, and now you're making a third.
You're right.
As an adult, it's hard to make friends. They're both pistols, and they're here. To Brian Toffee.
Thank you.
Who went through Bachelor in Paradise Australia with me.
I did.
And the pistol, rookie of the year, a woman that is my newest friend. I love her very much. She is the star of a show that I can't tell you when it's coming out, but I can tell you it's going to be fantastic. Miss Debbie Ryan. Hi, Insatiable.
Hi, Insatiable.
We can't tell you anything about it, but check it out this year. It's literally coming soon.
It's weird. It's like the weirdest campaign of like, we're literally not allowed to say anything. People can know it exists. But
does it have anything to do with that Bella Thorne is goat sign?
Yes.
Oh,
I paid for that.
Talk
that
to
might
me about
that.
Entire Bella
what
Thorne.
What is that? What
I don't
is
understand
that?
It. What
is? Produced a music video. So she has this thing called Filthy Fangs. She's dating this guy.
Yes.
Just,
yes.
It's so insane. But she like produces music video for a song called Goat, which, as we all know, is internet slang for greatest of all time.
Right.
Oh, I just learned that.
It started in the basketball world, but it's anyway. So then she produced or directed a video called Goat in which she is in like drag esque makeup and also full goat prosthetic.
Full goat.
Yes. And she's fully twerking and
wait
like
minute.
The billboard outside says Bella Thorne is the goat.
Is the goat.
And she looks like a goat.
She took out billboards.
Wait a minute. She paid for them.
I mean, bold moves.
Wait, is this what happens when you get Twilight money? You get to turn yourself into a goat?
She's not a Twilight.
She's not Twilight. You're thinking of the character on Twilight, Kristen Stewart's character.
Wait a minute,
Bella.
Which one is Bella Thorne?
Bella Thorne was in Shake It Up on Disney Channel, and she was in Famous in Love.
Yes.
And she was in The Babysitter, that like Mick
I watch
Jean
her.
Yes.
When I go to,
and she's sort of just famous.
Yeah.
When I'm at hotel gyms, she's always on the TV when I do like the elliptical.
The track.
Not like, anymore. Did you see what happened?
No.
This is not like a weekly catch-up show, but it is now.
Tell.
I just found this like
Rebecca.
3 hours ago.
Hi.
We met. I'm so sorry. This is my introduction.
Okay.
I'm only passionate about a few things,
tell,
but when
tell,
I am, I go to the wall.
Tell.
So as we are all super familiar, because I'm sure everyone's as much of a fan as me, there were two seasons of Freeform's TV show called Famous in Love, which chronicles a young girl's rise to fame.
Yes.
And all of the conflict and tribulations that comes with her doing like a studio action movie. Okay. So is it good? I want it.
Did it look good? Did my face make it look good?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll drink it, but
it tastes
not
like
good.
The I'm gonna shell drink of sugar. It tastes like the ghost of sugar.
It's ghost. It's what sugar.
In fairness, it is called Zevia.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's just barely doing
that,
anything.
Yeah. That is not so good. Lazy. That's like
It's not. It's halfway to stevia.
Exactly.
Not even all the way to sugar.
Okay.
So they did two seasons of it. Yeah. I watched the finale like riveted, just on my couch with. Yeah. We had a watch party.
Sure.
One of the actors and I go to the same acting coach, and I cornered him coming in the guy's office. I made him wait.
Yeah.
I cornered him and talked to him about the show. He's like, I don't know if we'll have a season three. I was like, I can't wait for season three. Today it's announced. It like
Stop.
Freeform cancels Famous in Love.
Why?
And Bella Thorne replies, I'm going to be really upset if I find out this is how my show got canceled. Wow, Freeform. I could have at least gotten a phone call.
She's right.
It's totally right.
She's
I don't know if
right?
you've ever been on TV before, but that's
no,
how
haven't.
It happened.
I haven't.
You're about to know when they cancel our show immediately.
I've never been on TV, but they found me. They found me at Best Buy in Atlanta.
At Best Buy, yeah. And you're like, I'm Regina St. Clair.
Okay, I'm Regina St. Clair. Are you in the market for a new flat screen TV?
Anyway, Bachelorette ever gets canceled, expect a retweet from me saying, I could have at least gotten a phone call.
Now, okay, wait a minute. I need to see, how many goat billboards are there?
I only saw one when I was walking from the coffee shop. And I was like, and I literally, by the way, in fairness, I'm giving her a lot of credit because no sign has ever made me Google. Do you know what I mean? I was like, what is this? And because I was like, there's absolutely no way this is a real thing. And then it was too much to read.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sound of Arden seeing.
Oh my god, look at
There's no way to describe to you.
That's the description right there. That's the description.
That is the photo version of how I felt when I learned about the shit nest.
Oh
yeah.
Do you know about the shit nest?
I know about the shit nest. Do we have official confirmation?
I mean, yeah, I've said it every week, so that makes it official. I can't stop talking. Do you know about the
shit
nest?
No.
Do you know what's worse than
that? He doesn't know.
You have to go. You have to go shit nest first.
Okay. Okay.
But for context, yeah, this is the same man that is outwardly a flat earther.
Okay. He's a flat earther. He okay.
Sexual offender okay. as well.
Lincoln. Oh, yeah. Lincoln.
Wait, Lincoln. Okay. Okay. Yeah, from
okay,
the show.
Lincoln
yeah.
From the show. Lincoln from the show. Who is batshit crazy?
Wait, wait, Arden is standing up right flat, now talking to us.
He's a flat earther. He's a registered sex offender.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
He's a registered sex offender. Oh,
he groped a woman on a
cruise. By the way, he might.
Pre-show?
Yeah, he might win. He's still in,
he's
by
still
the way.
He's still in, yeah.
He might win.
Don't say might win. I hate
it. He might win. He works for Oracle, or worked at some point, was employed by Oracle, which is like this. My fancy brother has like, it's like a data storage company.
Yes,
like
I've heard of it.
You can't be a dumb and work at Oracle.
Right.
So he came on the live show at the end when Becca was announced as the Bachelorette, and they're like, meet your suitors. And then out he came. That has no moisture in it, but it's good. So that was my lipstick to my pop in. He was one of the five guys, and somebody recognized him. They're like, oh, I work with him at Oracle. That's the guy that goes in the public restroom, builds a nest of toilet paper on the floor, shits on the nest, picks up the nest.
Picks up the nest.
A shit nest.
That is a shit nest.
Why does he do that?
I don't know. How
we don't know. Why is he a registered sex offender on The Bachelor? I don't know.
I don't know.
Why does he think Eric is flat?
Because he groped a woman. Yeah. And is suffering the legal consequences.
Oh,
the
shitness
thing
exactly
is
it.
Wrong.
By the way, Anna and Katie, hello.
Wow.
Before we get going about this week's episode, Brian and Anna and I went through 16 episodes of Bachelor in Paradise Australia together.
Yeah,
and
we did.
Young Debbie, I cannot wait for you to see Bachelor in Paradise. It is truly, it's going to help get you over famous and love.
Oh, it's a gift was given to me this day.
It's so good. But so Brian.
The Lord giveth and taketh away.
The Lord giveth and taketh away.
It's so true.
Brian agreed on our bonus episodes. We watched 16 episodes of Bachelor in Paradise Australia. It was with Anna.
It's in Fiji?
Yes.
Australia's Hawaii.
It's
that's
it
right.
Is.
That's exactly yes. right.
Okay, so I have a present for you. It took literally like 4 weeks to get it from England.
Really? From England.
I had it made.
You're so thoughtful.
Okay, wait. You have to open, but it's two-sided.
I am Osha. He was the host of Bachelor in Paradise Australia. Such a Goldie boy! Because it's a huge thing. And by the way, every Australian I meet now, I go, what is your impression of the Gold Coast? Because they always say like, oh, they're from the Gold Coast. They're from the Gold Coast. Which in Australia is like the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Apparently.
Oh
my God.
Okay, before
Goldie
we
boy. This is boy. Incredible!
Yeah, you can take
Thank
you. You can take my Trader
it.
Joe's.
Favorite Goldie boy.
Also, I am Osha. I love the phrase I am on a tote bag and
I
then just another person's name.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay.
Is that the one that you were saying is like the corpse of a person and comes in like and he's a
yes,
little bit
yes,
off?
Yes.
His banana medicine's pants. Not always titrated. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's mentally unstable. So wait,
hashtag
are you
pray
good,
for Osha.
Are you good with accents? Because we are terrible. We're all going to try to do an Australian accent.
It's going to be bad. Do we get a line? I forgot how it goes.
Anna's going to give it to us.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we have to listen. This is my friend Rebecca. She's here, guys. You can't see her. Are you having fun so far?
This is great.
It is, isn't it? It's fun. Yeah.
I'm sorry I came in and broke the terrible news about Famous in Love.
Oh, my God. And go, girl.
Yeah, I mean, that's good news.
Oh, my God.
Also, she released a song called Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne, yeah. in which she literally precedes it in the Vogue documentary. I just think, you know, with music, if I can make one person feel like, that's me, I'm not alone.
Yes.
And then it cuts to her recording, I'm Bella Thorne. Yeah. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne.
Oh, my God.
Don't need no ID because, bitch, I'm Bella Thorne.
That's so relatable.
Which, it's so relatable. Who here is not? Who among us?
I feel like I just heard that. I was like, I felt like a party of one my whole life.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what?
Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne.
Does she think it's funny? Like, I'm genuinely asking, is it like a joke?
I think that she, I don't think she's dead serious about anything.
Yeah.
But I think that she's way more serious than she ought to be. Like,
yeah.
I think she's like Jordan, model Jordan levels serious.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah,
she
yeah,
also
yeah.
created a jewel vape pen that in like handwriting says, bitch, I'm Bella Thorne,
oh
which
God,
I wanted
that.
To get for all of my friends.
I know what I'm getting you
to my gift list.
I yeah. know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh my God, bitch, I'm Bella Thorne.
Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Anna, we got to, no, not.
Almost.
Okay.
Can I get a look crazy while you're doing
yes,
this?
Yes, you yeah. can.
They're upstairs.
They're upstairs.
No, not doing it.
Okay, I already made everyone wait for 45 minutes.
There's a lot of stuff. She'll bring you something.
Your choice, a little sampling, whatever you think is lovely.
Bring us a poo-poo platter of, of sparkles. A shit nest.
Bring us a shit nest of sparkle.
Sparkle water.
Oh, my God.
Debbie, how have you been? How have you been enjoying The Bachelorette?
It's been nice. It's been really nice. I was in Eastern Europe last week, and it was very...
So was I. Where were you? You don't want to say.
You don't have to say. Where were you?
Oh, in Budapest.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad to be back.
Yeah.
Glad to be back.
As a bachelorette.
Oh, man. And having to wait really starved me out. It made me really appreciate
it made you hungry.
Everything that has happened the last few weeks.
I'm curious if you enjoyed what your comparison is with this and The Bachelor.
Which do you think? Which are you more compelled?
Because I like The Bachelorette better.
I like The Bachelorette better, too.
And that's what I've been hearing all throughout my Bachelor. Everyone was like, you'll love The Bachelorette because the guys create romances and everything. I think there's a lot of, he's not here for the right reasons.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, they do.
Like the
this is Debbie's first season ever. She's our rookie of the year.
So I feel like I like that the boys, you know, the girls create friendships like how Becca K does anything, which is like to the wall and very presentationally.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my God, like, let's get together about this crazy thing.
Yeah.
And like the guys are just like, oh yeah, we're all like kicking it in the same vicinity. And like, we're cool unless we're David.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Should we get started or should we do it? Okay, here's our accent. Okay, we are all so bad with the accents. Just get ready. This. Okay, ready?
Nothing says summer romance like a cool drink by the pool at a stunning tropical resort.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Nothing says summer romance like a crisp cooked summer drink by the pool at a resort. Let's hear it one more time.
A crisp cooked summer drink.
Okay, wait. Wait, I'm going to try one more time.
Okay, a shit nest of sparkles.
Here we go. Ready? You just have to dive in. You just can't think about it. You just have to go with your...
You're right.
Try one more time.
All the moments in my life have been leading me to this moment.
All right, all right.
Sorry. Sorry.
A very important moment.
Oh, yeah. Fun tune,
like Dexter.
Nothing says summer romance like a cool drink by the pool at a stunning tropical resort.
Debbie.
Nothing says summer romance like a cool drink by the pool at a tropical resort.
That was so good.
Nice. Wait.
That was like legit.
Anna for a while was going to be the one we were going to send to represent us.
I need to hear you.
Accent Olympics.
I don't even feel like mine's that great.
Yours is way better than ours.
Yeah, you guys just go too hard.
I need to hear Brian.
Okay, hold on. Let me play it again.
Okay.
Wait, you have to watch this.
I like that your mouth only moves up and down.
That's why I like to close my eyes.
Yes, it closes up.
It makes me so nervous.
Here, wait, here we go.
Okay. Well, all you need is somebody to share it with. Oh. This magnificent... Nothing says summer romance like a cool drink by the pool at a stunning tropical resort.
Okay, here we go.
Well, all you need...
Nothing says summer romance like a cool drink at the tropical shore. This is the best I could do.
Nothing says summer romance like a nothing says summer romance like a cool tropical drink by a tropical summer resort.
We would fit in seamlessly there. No, Debbie, you're now the new delegate going to Australia.
You're the
that was very convincing.
You're the ambassador.
All right, without further ado, here we go.
That's great.
This week. Number one, here we are. We're in Vegas, Sin City, the Aria Resort and Casino. Is that a good resort?
Yeah.
Is it?
I have to say, though, there is nothing more disgusting to me than guys getting excited to go to Vegas. I hate it in movies. I hate it in real life.
Well, Chris was like, this is my city. This is my
city. I hate that shit.
And I was like, that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's pretty congruent with Chris's overall vibe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Oh. Okay, overall this week, who was more annoying to you, David or Chris?
Which one's David again?
The chicken.
I'm used to David being annoying.
Yeah.
Chris was highlighted in all of his douchebaggery this week.
Chris was the worst, I thought.
His ankles and his little...
He seems like the type of guy that would, like, get violent. Like, he actually scared me. I, like, texted my friend then. I was like, he seems like he would, like, literally, like, lose his temper and hit you.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy who... Yeah.
Like, as the second sentence. Yeah. Like, he's the guy that if he's out and he's like, hey, I just think you look cool. Listen... Either of us, we're both drinking alone, we might as well drink together. And you're like, oh, sorry, I have a boyfriend. He'd be like, well, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely that guy who would go full 180.
And he's the kind of guy who would, like, the mailman would come over and you'd, like, get your mail, and he'd be like, I don't want you talking to him.
Yeah,
he'd be, like, so creepy.
I'm just talking to the mailman. real man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw it.
I saw what you did. Yeah. Oh, he's awful.
He looks like a guy I did a play with, and it's like who was very particular about certain things in his life, and it's just like it's like God. And he claims to be like 27 or so.
Lies.
Right? In what world?
Oh,
lies.
That's a hard.
Okay,
like,
I also don't think he blinks a lot.
Oh.
Which is real off-putting.
Yes, yes.
Real uncomfortable.
I do appreciate that he has forehead crinkles because I think a lot of those guys do get the full Botox thing.
Yes.
Which also looks great, but yeah, I think that he didn't. So that's the only prop I'll give
him. Do you think Wayne Newton had any work done?
Not at all.
I feel like Madame Tussauds has been robbed. I really feel like I need to check their inventory. Yeah. That was so scary.
Okay, walking wax figure.
Okay, wait.
Escaped wax figure.
Okay, wait.
Wait, hold on. Answer your question.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that I'm sure the Aria is a great resort.
Yes.
But, like, gotta be triggering. Don't stay at the Aria.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So, Aria, my friend Rebecca's never seen it. Our bachelorette got engaged and dumped by a guy named Ari on TV, like, 1 week before she stayed at the Aria.
I did not think about that.
So my boyfriend actually brought that up. And yeah. I was like, yo, woke yeah. God. Yes.
Who are you rooting for? Who do you guys want to win?
I like Garrett a lot.
Now, do you know that he's a Trumpster and that he hates...
Okay, so not Garrett. I like Wills.
Yes, I love Wills. Anna went to college with Wills.
Okay, and what's your impression?
He's fine. Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You remember thinking about it because you seem to describe him as just like a guy.
Yeah, he was just chill. He's normal. He worked at the coffee house with me. A lot of my friends, I keep texting them images of him on, and they're being like, is that... What?
Coffee
and
guy?
I'd be like, yeah. He's on the Bachelorette!
Yeah.
I also sort of like Jason. I love that he slicks his hair back like that. It's so unusual. Yeah.
He's very Ralph Macchio in 1985.
Yes. He's very 80s.
Okay,
yeah.
But like we can all agree that he's like a vampire.
Yes.
He for sure is a vampire, but there's something exotic about him.
I thought he was going to go to Paradise.
Because he's Transylvanian?
The Paradise cast was announced and he wasn't part of it.
But you're right.
Okay, it's good, by the way. It's good.
I believe it's good.
Crystal.
So good.
It's so good. We've got Jordan. We've got Chicken. We've got Crystal. We've got Kenny.
Chelsea, single mom.
We've got single mom, Chelsea. We've got Kendall. We've got Tax.
Do we have Tia?
Yes, yeah. We've got Tia.
Blessing.
In a perfect world, Blessing. Jordan and what's her name? Crazy. Kristen?
Crystal.
Crystal will fall in love.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She'll fitness coach him.
The curling iron burn on David's eye, like below his little eye.
He fell on his face.
He fell out of the bed. Did you miss that episode?
I did. Okay, sorry.
He like fell out of a bunk bed and seriously messed his shit up.
Jordan might have prayed to baby Jesus and Jesus might have thrown him out of the top bed.
Jordan literally said, I talk to God every day and bad things happen to people that come against me.
when they get 86, that's how he phrased it.
I'm starting to think also that David might be a violent sleeper because he's so like just neurotic and annoying in person.
Yeah.
He's probably just like,
he wakes up mid screaming night terrors like I do.
Kyle, me too. Kyle Dunnigan has fallen out of two bunk beds. Who's done this? And Katie, Kyle, and I all have night terrors. So you have to. Do you have night terrors? We can.
I wake up like this.
me too.
Every day. Every
me too. Me too.
Five times.
Have you been listening to Matthew McConaughey? You know that guy, that podcast. I listen to the iTunes. So here we go. So then a date comes. They're at the Aria. I love when they go to a new place. At least it wasn't like the Hyatt where they have to run around and jump. Like, oh my God, we're at a Hyatt.
Right.
But the guys, I did love like Leo, like with his hair flowing and like high fiving through the halls of the Aria, like Vegas, baby.
I wonder how many Vegas babies they had to, because they chose one Vegas baby.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many times that gaggle of straight men shouted it before they selected the one soundbite.
So many.
I thought it was interesting. They only really had one date in actual Vegas.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, they were like, we're driving 14 hours into Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my roommate is from Vegas and he kept being like, that's in Utah. They definitely crossed the border. What are they doing here? That's so far away from Vegas.
Like the camels?
The camels was apparently in Utah.
Where they left David?
Yes!
Valley of the Fire State Park. That's Nevada. That's outside of Vegas. Yeah, but the camels was Utah?
Yeah.
That's in Utah.
Can we also just give a shout out for annoying? Let's take a gamble on love. Let's roll the dice. She's Lady Luck. Like, I'm going to kill myself.
Hey, this is where risks are taken.
I can't. It makes me want to kill myself. I can't. All the puns, I can't.
Roll the dice on love actually just sounds like more ominous than like it, hopeful. It's not like, well, here's a shot. It's like, here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, you're right. Snake eyes.
I guess
again.
It's as good as place as any place to gamble down. Everything
like
and lose it all.
Roulette on whether or not
yeah.
this
yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. So then we have Colton gets pilled. He's going. They're going on camels, and they never say it aloud about the Virgin River. Yeah. So we have this hot virgin. They're like, but he hasn't told her yet that he. But he hasn't told us yet, except from the previews.
Yeah. So we don't officially know, right?
But we do know because he's. Right. But yeah, he's a virgin.
I remember that he was a virgin, but I didn't know if we inferred that based off of hearing a voice or seeing it come out of his mouth
he
in a promo.
He said it in the very first episode at the very end for like this season. He got nervous. He confessed to the camera. At some point, he made the error of saying on camera, I'm a virgin.
I thought that he was like, I'm nervous to confess it to her, but I thought that that was going to, I thought that was teasing the Tia of it all. I didn't know. Okay. Colton, virgin. They're in the Virgin River.
They're in the Virgin River. And I also found out. I heard from a source that apparently Tia slid into Colton's DMs. He didn't slide into hers.
Oh,
she slid into
him. Hard.
Oh, God.
So she likes him.
She likes him.
Likes him, and they dated before the whole thing.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I remember that.
But, yes. Like, only briefly.
Because literally she, because then he was like, oh, wait, you're not the Bachelorette. I'll put a pin on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try to win. Yeah. And if not, I'll see you in Mexico.
I don't even want to be there for like the shame spiral he has when he loses his virginity.
No.
He's going to be so mean to whoever he loses. I just have a feeling he's going to be like, I didn't know if I was ready or not. Like, I don't know. There's something about him that like is there's some sort of Christian purity thing with him that is just I don't want to be there for it.
I have a thought. CTE. What's undiagnosed. That?
What's
that? He's a football player. It's the thing that they get from hitting their
head. Do you think he has that? I don't know if he played enough.
I think every football player has.
I don't think he played enough. He does make questionable fashion choices. He had on a silken shirt with black polka dots and a Nehru collar at the roast ceremony, which is not.
Which one's the other Colton who's young and good looking and threw the picture frame in the.
That's pool. Not Colton. Connor. That's Connor, and he's
Connor,
a hothead. He's a hothead.
Okay. He's evil Colton.
And he wears a shirt unbuttoned to his pubes every week.
Right.
Yeah.
If he had any pubes left, I'm sure he's like hairless, like
completely.
An eel.
There was one moment where he was like, okay, but please, when Chris was going crazy, it was like, I just want time with her. Everyone else has time with her. And he's like, okay, put yourself in our shoes. And he's like, you try to put yourself in my shoes. Yeah. And it cuts back to Connor and he's like, right, we have. But now put yourself in our shoes.
Like
and
more.
Every time they cut to him, his shirt was unbuttoned one more down. Yeah. I swear to God. He's just progressively climbing down his body.
He was like J-Lo in that green dress.
Yes.
The revolution.
The Versace
dress. Yeah. That was his final
it
road
It did feel like that argument. They were like, no, you put yourself in my shoes. Yeah. No, you put yourself in my shoes.
Oh, my God.
And Lincoln was like, empathy. I have shoes, too.
I have shoes. No socks, but shoes.
You hit my shoes.
So then they go on a date, and he's like, I also have been hurt. Past relationships. I try, you know. So they were riding the camels. They kept trying to hold hands. And then he was like pouting because he had a slow camel. Like, my camel's too slow to hold her hand.
Yeah. It was the most awkward date ever. Like, they just couldn't even talk. And now, I've ridden a camel. It is weird.
Yeah.
Sure,
it's
sure.
very awkward. But, like, you could have had a conversation.
And
you
don't have
and
to hold
hands. Kind of he's always like, he's got, like, that smile. Like, I used to love him, and I still would fuck him.
Right.
But, like, the smile is, like, annoying to me now.
I think, yeah, he is perma-smiling.
Yeah, like.
Maybe because being on that camel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
With him, he was like mad that they couldn't hold hands. Yeah. He had like a thing about like, I can't hold her hand.
I think that they were literally looking for anything to say about that camel date because neither of them had any connection to it. They mm-hmm. didn't care. They couldn't talk. They couldn't
They're
interact.
In Utah,
I've
camels.
Also ridden a camel. It's a thing that you do and then you talk. You don't.
Yeah.
It's not a walk and talk.
So then they go and they. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, we've got Jordan and the chicken and Jordan. And the chicken was so fucking annoying. It's like, how do you feel about getting the last rose? And I feel like Jordan was good. He's like, I probably felt a few seconds later how you felt when you got the second to last rose. He's like, I'm just, you know. David is so fucking annoying.
Both of them were just so combative, and they were pushing each other's buttons, and like the Order of the Roses, like, it's purely done for entertainment suspense. Like, it's purely done for whoever they're gonna like highlight the tension of that week. Like, it literally has nothing to do. But the fact that they were like each looking for a response, and then he got super defensive, and that's so
The fact
so
that David
stupid.
Like makes Jordan look good at all, is like you're a horrible person.
Yeah,
like,
you're a garbage.
If you're able to make Jordan seem like sympathetic and even likable, because he's not.
True, because he's
for
not.
Jordan. I fell for him. I love him so
much. Me too.
Okay, so then they go. They're on their camels. All of a sudden, oh, what are these hot tubs doing here in the middle of Utah?
That's what I want after, like, sitting in the sun in the desert for hours.
A hot cup of coffee and a hot tub. It's so ridiculous.
Can you imagine anything better than a hot tub in the middle of the desert? It's like a cold pool.
Exactly.
A cold pool. Hot tub in the shade.
An ice cube. Yeah. Anything else.
Also, it's... I know that it's, like, meant to be romantic, right? This whole, like, oasis in the middle of nowhere thing. But, like... All of that is creepy. When there's one tent in the middle of an entire desert basin, when there's one hot tub and one bottle of champagne, like, that's Dexter stuff. Yeah. That's just like, so that's weird. It's so uncomfortable. Scary.
That is Dexter stuff. There's like, why is there one hot tub?
Do you know what someone told me? No, please go ahead.
You go.
All I was going to say was that someone told me today, a real estate agent who sells like $50 million homes, told me that a lot of billionaires, when they build homes, build a hospital in their home so that if they ever have to have surgery or a doctor, whatever, it goes straight to their home. I don't know why I'm telling you this now.
Oh my God, that's so Dexter.
Just, you know, it's very Dexter. A lot of these homes have hospitals in
them.
That
is
incredible.
I know.
Wait a minute.
I know.
A friend of mine went bowling in Will Smith's basement where he apparently has a full bowling alley.
There has to be at least one OR in there.
I heard that Will Smith has like a man that like travels behind he and Jada that's like got a full bag. He's like, they're like, that has basically like, if the shit hits the fan and the apocalypse happened, like he has like
a bailout bag.
Yeah. Like the, like it's basically like the equivalent of like a jetpack, guns, like literally he's got
passports
like
with alternate identities, $500,000 in currency from 50 countries.
He's got like Jason Bourne is like behind him.
He was staying at the hotel I was staying at in Budapest. I should have told him the world was ending and maybe would have.
Oh, you should have.
Can I borrow a Band-Aid? I know you have one.
You were staying at a bougie hotel.
Instead, his whole family did a dance on the front lawn.
In front of you?
I was out that day.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see it, but I saw it on Instagram later. Yeah.
They did a dance on the lawn?
Can you imagine?
No.
I have so many questions.
I know. I've derailed this whole thing.
This is why we're here.
Just like, I don't know. He's so frustrating because it's just like, shut up, but it's also like, you're a good person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's all those things.
What's your top question?
I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
Do you have an OR in your house?
That's going to be, by the way,
for now, my number one question to a rich person. 100% he does.
How rich are you? Are you like rich or are you like, I have a full staff of surgeons in my home? Rich?
I bet you the Hadids. I bet you like Gigi and Bill.
So too.
Yeah, for sure.
One on each floor. One in each wing.
Yeah. I mean,
dentists. Yeah.
Oh, you know Wayne Newton at that. Okay, here we go.
Wayne Newton had to crack down on security because after this episode aired, he's had been burglarized twice at his Las Vegas
house. Are you serious?
Yes.
Since it aired?
Yes.
Okay,
Pray for Wayne Newton.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I have a Wayne Newton. So then they go for dinner. Colton goes, you know what? I've been in love. And he said this like 15 times. I've been in love once. We were not on the same page. I said, I love you really quickly. She didn't say it back. I don't feel like I take love means so much to me. He kept saying it. It's like, we get it.
I have a note about this.
Oh my God.
Which is that it was less about love and more about the fact that he said, I love you, and she didn't. And then he was like, well, I guess I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
And then she broke up with him. Yeah. Like, it literally wasn't like, I put myself out there and like we were building this thing. And I guess that I was farther along than her. The connection was different. It literally was like, I said it. She did say it back. So I'm never going to do that.
Yes, that's exactly
it. So weird. He was very just bratty about it. Like it was very like 17-year-old boy.
That is very wise.
And also his teeth are so white. He's white stripping with Jordan. We can't judge Jordan for his routine. At least Jordan talks about it.
You know what? And Jordan, now I have compassion for Jordan now that I know we're.
Wait.
It's like, yes.
Is the ex Allie Raceman the Olympian?
Oh.
Wait, what?
Is that true?
Allie Raceman was the one that he said, I love you to, that never said it back?
I think so.
Allie Raceman's a daddy.
Wow. Allie Raceman's the one who did the floor routine to Hava Nagila. Do you remember at the Olympics? It was like a big deal.
She's like, gold medal? No gold medal.
Oh my God. Rebecca, have Rebecca. You had a good time?
So great.
Too much?
Will you watch The Bachelorette? Yes!
Come and be with us.
You're part of the team.
Come be with us. It's getting good now.
Yeah. You're part of the team. I love you.
It was so great to meet you.
Okay, so here we are. Okay, so then Colton kissed her, and the kissing bummed me out. Katie, how did you feel about the kissing? You want him so badly. You need to teach him how to kiss.
Yeah, I mean...
She grabbed him and kissed him.
I know, it was a little
weird. She likes to grab and kiss, which I respect.
Yeah.
She does like...
She grabs and kisses, and he was like,
yeah. Ew. It was like a weird little like lizard tongue.
He was like trying to get confident. He was trying to like.
Well, it seemed like they just like their rhythms were off, which can happen.
Yeah, sure. I've had some bad kisses.
A couple times. It can be weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like. Also, I feel like he's just like, sorry, he thinks he's like so hot, but he's like not good at shit.
Yeah, I think the like perma smile thing. I can't tell if he's just like super insecure and being like, I just, I'm gonna, or if he just doesn't think about anything, does whatever. Because he like they're soft grinding in the hot tub,
sure,
which is quite heated. She wants to fantasy suite him so bad.
Oh my god, she's like, I think we're on the same page. He didn't even have to say anything.
No,
they literally talked about nothing.
They talked about nothing, and they were like, oh my god, we get along so well.
Yeah,
and this is like the best date ever. I was like, you've said two words.
She asked him one question.
She just wants to bone him,
and she says she asked him one question, and then she asked a question, and then shut him up before he answered and started kissing him. And she goes, I feel like we're kind of on the same page.
It's like, also. He brought up Tia again.
Again.
Leave it.
Yeah, shut up.
He likes Tia. Tia's on his
Leave
brain.
It. No, bad. Bad. He, Leave it. Yeah, drop no, it.
He likes Tia. He likes he Tia. Needs,
or he just loves the drama. I hate to start drama, and that's why I'm glad that whole thing with, remember that I fucked your friend, Tia, yeah. or like hooked yeah, up with yeah, your friend? Yeah. Like he like says he doesn't like drama, knows that she hates drama, and then it's just like, just... Glad that we have that behind us. Like, leave it. We wouldn't remember that you were the Tia guy.
Do you guys think her guy is here?
No.
This is what I will say. I think this is the most attractive group of Bachelor contestants I've ever seen for Bachelorette. Like, I think they're all so good looking. But I almost think she's still, I don't know what it is. I almost think that I don't feel like she wants to find the one.
Yeah, she's newly, I mean, she's literally just been dumped.
Yeah, there's something about, I feel like it's more coming from her than the guys.
She has some damage that's brand new. Yes. That's
she's definitely
made.
Like putting up walls. She's like, and anything that's very, like, simple and doesn't actually go into the layers of everything, she's like, yes, I like this.
Yeah.
I like that Garrett and I just smile at each other the whole time. Yes. I like the dynamic of that because it's non-threatening.
Yeah.
Versus, like, anyone that she has actual conversations with, she's like, I don't know. I don't like that. And this makes me, how can I trust you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You see, it's funny because she's so together, but you do see once in a while.
She is very together. And she's...
But you do see, like, that new damage of, like, once, like, the guy who said, I love you, just kidding.
Yeah.
Anna.
There's definitely cracks. You can see that she's easily triggered by certain words or certain behaviors or just a guy being like, she'll be like, oh, wait, what?
Clearly
you were dumped on national TV after you were proposed to on national TV.
Yeah, like
clearly
like
you're doing the same thing again from the other side.
Like 14 days ago.
Yeah.
So then she's, go ahead.
She's also wearing only rings on her like engagement finger, but hugely sparkling ones. Did you notice that?
Like big diamonds.
Huge ones.
Yes.
I didn't notice.
We got it.
I did. I was, part of me was like, is that a grandmother's ring? Like what is? You're
it's,
right.
It's Neil Lane.
Oh my God. Hi. Oh my God. Can we hear it once?
I'm Neil Lane.
I can't. Oh my God. So good. It's so good. So then they go.
That is pretty good.
So then they have, he associates pain with love. There's something, so then there's a two-on-one. We find out Jordan and David are having the two-on-one, and Colton keeps going. I've only said I love you once. It makes it easier. I mean, it's just like, so then they go, they're kissing on the bus. And then she's like, I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love. They're on this big bus and they're like the kisser. Like, it's just like.
So I'm so glad that there was a 12-foot neon sign instructing her to do so.
Oh my God.
Because that was so unnecessary.
And they're on a bus in Vegas.
They're on a bus.
Bus.
It's all LED.
A bus.
I'll tell you. These are the things that kill my boner. Number one, Vegas. Number two, being on a bus in Vegas. And number three, someone saying about me, we get along really well. Like, fuck off.
I know.
That is so unsexy.
I agree with you.
We get along really well. That's out. Are you crazy?
I agree with you.
I get along well with, like, you know, the person who works at the diner. Yeah.
I get along with people.
I get along with people.
I get along with people, but I don't want to fuck the guy that works at the diner. No. Sorry, Mom. Hi, Mom. Okay.
Also, we get along really well in that context is literally just them saying to each other, we get along really well.
Yeah, totally. You're absolutely
the basis of their entire conversation.
Completely. It's like, we won't show it. We just will say it.
Yeah. Hey, this is working, right?
Yeah.
This is working. I love our talks.
Our talks are so good.
How do you know you get along really well? Well, we both say it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we know.
We both agree that we get along really well.
There was also a moment, that she was like, I'm really comfortable with these guys. It's like, they're like my best friends. And I was like, did you just friend zone every dude in this room?
Also, you call people your best friends that you spent a collective of 43 alone minutes with? Dude.
You know what? I feel like
you don't think she has friends?
No. I was thinking about the girls, like the girls in the house that when they bring in like, oh, my best friends are my girls, it's like, you all fuck the same guy.
Yeah.
Like you all fuck the same. You all did. Ari told you I love you to four of you. He did it to four of them.
Yeah, but like, I think some of them were playing him too. I think some of them were like,
Becca.
I know what this is.
Becca,
versus
for sure.
The guys are like shocked.
Oh.
Some of these guys are already shocked that like, what do you mean we didn't have the connection that we could have had?
That's what I mean. These guys, more than any other season that I've seen at least, seem like they're really in love with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Caitlin's season, they were hot.
That's the word. They were like,
they were hot, like between Nick and Sean and then Jared. And like, they were crazy. Cupcake and Ben Z and Ben Higgins. They like loved her.
Loved her.
That was a good season.
Good season.
If you ever like break your leg and you have like time to kill,
I did that last summer.
Start with Bachelor in Paradise Australia.
Okay. Yeah.
And then go to Caitlin's season. It was a
season was the best Bachelorette.
Well, because she was the big horn dog, and like all the guys were too.
And
that
they had to pick the guys in the beginning. They got like the first night out of the limo. They're like, here's two women to pick from. Which one do you want to fight for? And then they had to like put in a box, like
Survivor style. With two Bachelorettes.
Who's going to be the Bachelorette? Which one do you guys want to fight for?
What?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Isn't
right?
It was crazy.
It was great. It was a great season.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Okay, so then they're on the bus. Debbie.
As we cut away to Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Jordan and David start talking about each other. It cuts to David, and he says, and I don't know. I just want to hear your thoughts on this. He says, Becca is an intellectual, and Jordan is an idiot. Now, I think Becca's smart. Would you have thought of her as an intellectual?
No.
I feel like he's just like, he actually doesn't know her at all.
No.
And doesn't even know, like, care to know of her. He just cares to be the one that's better than Jordan. So every time they talk about something, he just like, he's like, well, Jordan says he's settling. Like, Becca's an intellectual, so that's why it's never going to work out. Like,
he was scrambling. He was scrambling.
He's insane. He's crazier than
Would like Freud do The Bachelor?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yes.
That's an intellectual.
Yes.
Yeah.
What an intellectual do The Bachelor. Yes. Becca,
I'm
smart
to think,
girl.
Who do you think the most in a, you know what? There was that lady on the season that left, that was on this last season.
Oh, Charlotte?
She left. She went back. She was worried.
The PhD student.
Yes. Remember, he was like, I'm worried that if I fall, Ari goes, I'm worried if I fall for you, you act. It's like she was becoming a doctor.
Yeah. He's like, I would hate for you to have to give up your career for me. And she's
yes.
like, No, I would have my career and also be in love with you. And he's like, but I would hate if you quit your career to be my professional wife. And she's like, right, to be clear, I never said that that's how this would go. Yeah.
Who? And then CN was smart.
CN was smart.
Those were the two smarties.
Four of those girls had like really good degrees from really good schools.
And Kendall,
I think
CN
went to Yale. Also, I saw CN walking down the street on Vine the other day.
Was she beautiful? Did you holler at her?
Did you
boost
her? No, I was in the car and my boyfriend was like, don't yell at her. And I was like, you don't know me.
Yeah,
I love
CN.
Same street I saw Chad.
God, Vine.
It's Vine. It's really Vine.
So then someone there is like gifting drinks.
Yeah, it's because it's right where Tender Greens is. We're all getting our salads.
Wow.
I love Tender Greens. Okay, so then Tender Greens, if you want to be a sponsor, hey. Okay, so then we have something about banana hammock. Oh, so they get this thing. They're like, get ready for Vegas style. You're going to Vegas. And then someone's like, oh, is it Chippendales? And then Garrett goes, do I have to wear a banana hammock? I wanted to die. So you didn't know that he sucked.
I didn't.
Because he's very charming.
He's charming. He's just dazzled by her.
He's charming, but he thinks the Parkland kids are like actors.
Crisis actors. Oh. Like, he's that level of like,
he's that bad.
Also, I'm still deeply shook and harrowed by his wedding video from his first
wedding. Yes, let's talk about that.
Some wonderful soul months. Tweeted us his original wedding video.
Thank you. Shout out to you. Yeah. Yes. The amount of time I spend deep diving on the content that these girls put in the thread.
Yes.
It is. Awakening for
me. Is it a fun thread to be on?
Man.
By the way,
I never respond, so it doesn't seem like I engage, but I want you to know that I'm spending so much time showing several people.
So, because you and I are on two threads together, this is the fun thread.
It's a wild thread.
This is a good thread.
It's a good ass thread.
Like, by the way, JoJo's new fashion line
is really good. I like that white jumpsuit.
It looks good. But who's modeling it? Is that her?
Her mother.
No. It's not her. It's her mother.
It's my mother. Her mother. Her mother.
Arden's mom.
My mom, Jana Marina. A little comfortable.
Her mom is every aunt I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, she's the best.
She's so Persian.
Is she?
Her face has had so much work that I was like, oh, that's my aunt.
Every aunt I've ever had.
I know her.
You, JoJo, is a princess. You must treat her like a queen. It was amazing.
Guzzling champagne.
Guzzling.
She was an icon.
She was.
Yeah, remember the husband had to take the bottle out of her hand in the background. It was so. She was
an icon.
JoJo's mother.
She was an icon, as was Brian's mother. Like, oh, you cut your hair for the show. It looks a master accent to her. I'm a mess. Yes. They all sound vaguely racist when I do it. Here we go. Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton, his house. He's got planes. He's got Rolls Royces. So his house has been robbed twice since Monday.
That's what I heard.
What? It's today's Tuesday.
I know. I read it
Wait
today.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I looked it up at 11 a.m. And maybe it was until it. Since it was like previewed, so maybe in the last like week, but it literally says two times, and now he like has to bring in security and everything, and also there's a big stink because I was like looking him up, I was looking up all the buzz things, and a lot of it is about his two burglaries, him having to redo all the security at his house, and America not wondering what's going on with his face.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have one thing to say. So when I was 21 years old. Steve Heitner and I went with Fred Savage to see Wayne Newton, and I am such a lightweight with alcohol. As you know, I can only have a thumble of wine, and I'm like shit-faced. I had like 3 Long Island iced teas. And we got to go backstage to meet him. So here's the thing. When I get drunk, I seem drunk more like normal when I'm out and about. When I'm actually drunk, I just get quiet because I think, oh my God, I'm drunk. I'm drunk. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm drunk. I'm just so drunk. I get really embarrassed. Like, I'm so drunk. So then I just basically will basically crawl under the table and take a nap. Like, so I have like a purse and we met him and I went to go shake his hand backstage and my purse collapsed all over the floor and I had like a Stila lip gloss that looked like herpes. It looked like, because it was like in a silver tube, and Steve Heitner and Fred Savage kept calling it my herpes salve. It looked like, I was like, no, it's lip gloss. And Wayne Newton, and I'm just like scrambling trying to get it. I was like, it's not, I don't have herpes. That's how I met Wayne Newton.
I would say embarrassing yourself in front of Wayne Newton is extra embarrassing.
Yes.
Like, to be able to be embarrassed.
Because he usually wins.
And by the way,
Mr. Vegas.
His show was amazing.
I believe it. He seems like an entertainer.
He doesn't read music. He taught himself to play. He played 12 instruments in the show. He's super charismatic. We went kind of as a joke and ended up, like, he was wonderful.
He like figured it out. Yeah.
Yeah, he figured it out. Yeah.
On that note, my roommate who's from Vegas, just keep bringing him up, he said that everyone knows where Wayne Newton lives. Like, it's like a huge compound, and then it's like right next to a high school. So everyone's like, oh, that's Wayne Newton's place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not like.
It's just some high school kids kicking around.
But now people know what's there. Maybe now that there's been like cameras there, you're like, I want that Rolls Royce.
There's a wax figure.
Yeah.
And they're going to go steal the plane.
Yeah. Give me that plane. I need that plane. So then Wayne Newton, so then his wife, he serenades his wife, Kathleen.
And he said, see, it takes a totally different life, but really it. Was the exact same
exact
with a
same.
Kiss in the middle of it?
I mean, that's the thing. The song was the exact same with a kiss.
Also, exactly after that Capitol Records date, which America had to suffer through to watch that.
Yeah.
Don't do this again.
Again.
Not with everyone on a worse scale.
I mean,
my favorite part of everyone singing, or I'm jumping.
No, go ahead, please.
My favorite part of everyone singing was when Chris, that's the one we hate, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Chris got up, and before the song, he goes, and right after this, bartender, I'm going to need a tequila double water. And I was like, well, that's a lame ass drink. Like, double water.
Double water.
I'm going to need some real weak after that. Yeah. Did you mean to say it the other way?
I'm going to need a white wine spritzer.
Exactly.
With ice.
Yeah. Give me some bitters in a cup.
I'm going to need a Zima and a straw.
You gotta have two fingers of a Smirnoff ice and a big burger so I don't feel it tomorrow.
I'm going to have I need a thimble of Boone's Farm wine, a thimble of Strawberry Hill.
I need a whiff of isopropyl and that's it. This idiot.
So then they go and David, okay, so meanwhile back at the hotel is Vocal Fry City. David and Jordan are like, oh my God, it's gonna be. And even Colton was like, dude, you're like two rams. If you just do this tomorrow, you're both gonna like get, if you don't stop doing this, you're gonna get knocked off the mountain. And then, so we go back and he kept being like, are you gonna wear your underpants?
Colton,
are you gonna wear
the ring?
Are you gonna be like your double underpants, your golden underpants? Like, David, I just can't. So then Chris, he has his ankles. They're riding the limos. I got out of the black limo like a church choir was the place we met. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, honestly. He sucks.
Oh, there was also a moment where while Chris was singing, he said, I recall when Ari dropped the ball, something else, I'm going to take his place.
Yeah.
Which is like, take his place dropping the ball?
Yeah, because like, I'm going to drop the ball.
He's like, my lyrics are better than anyone's. And he's like, sorry you got hurt. My turn now to hurt you. Like, it was so clumsy.
Also, did you see him try and go up to Becca and wait and get up and be like, get away. And then he's like, and then went the other direction. It was weird.
It sounded like a click track. Like, it sounded like they weren't, we didn't actually see anybody playing. We just saw, like, arms moving. It was like, click, click, click.
Yeah.
Danke, merci beaucoup.
Also, Lincoln being like, what could Dankeschön possibly mean?
Oh.
It's like, oh my God, read a book.
I'm sure it means something romantic, like my love, the love of my life.
So just I actually was wondering about that.
Everyone knows Dankeschön means German. It's German means goodbye.
Yeah, it means thank you.
Wow. I literally, the only language I speak other than English is German. I lived in Germany.
I think it's a pretty common phrase that people even...
Just, that's one of the ones everyone knows. Yeah,
that's gracias. Okay.
I feel like everyone knows thank you in other languages.
It's
kind of like it's like hello and thank you.
Those are the two people now.
Dankeschön, I thought everyone knew it.
And Lincoln lived in England for a while. Fool, just get out of your own head. Like, you're such a weirdo.
Put down the shit nest. Pick up a bilingual dictionary, guys.
Yeah, get off Reddit.
At least Chris knows muy bonita.
Oh my god, that I really enjoyed. John was adorable. Yeah. I'm sorry that John got cut.
I thought John was adorable.
He's so likable. And by the way, I think listen, this doesn't mean everything. He's got the money. He's the one with the money.
Yeah, he's the Vimeo guy.
He's Venmo.
I looked him up to see what his deal was, and Chris Harrison has a quote being like, he's probably one of the most successful people we've had on the show.
Not that you should fall in love with him, but keep him.
I don't know.
Yeah. He was adorable singing, too, and he was like a good sport.
He's so sweet. I liked him.
He seemed happy to be. I liked him. I hope he goes to paradise.
The whole thing with Becca is that she wants someone who can be like a traditional masculine archetype.
Yes.
Like,
right.
She wants to be led. She wants to be taken care of. She wants to like be able to like go to church with her girlfriends and have mimosa brunch. Like, we know this. We've heard her talk about it. So like, marry the Silicon Valley guy.
Sorry,
if we're doing F, marry, kill. Like, you know what you want.
Completely.
Like, she loves these like jock meathead guys.
She does like meatheads. You're right.
She loves Ross.
Oh, dollar sign.
Yes.
She likes a dude who can chop wood, play football, and vote against her rights.
Jason, who she like genuinely seems to like Jason, and he doesn't fall into that category.
Yeah, that's Jason's true. Cool. He's just like smart. I was shocked by John at the Lumberjack Challenge.
I love John.
Like, oh my God, they just made this guy do football. And he's like, he's an intellectual, right?
Yeah,
like,
good time.
Like, right. He's a thinker. Like, he's thought an original thought, which I don't know if I could say for the Lincolns and the, you know. Yeah, Colton, even Garrett.
Yeah.
But like,
He nailed it at the Lumberjack Challenge. He shredded for...
And he seemed like he had so much fun. He's adorable.
I would have kept him around to the very end. I liked him.
You should have gone to, like,
I liked him, too.
Yeah.
I liked him, too.
And she would have had a real nice life with him.
I think he's kind of like a Becca. Like, I think he's not as, like, interesting and easy and glossy. I think he's just, like, steady.
Yeah.
And so was she.
She likes the big, dumb jocks. She likes a big, dumb...
I mean, based off Ross... Double dollar sign,
and Colton with a sense sign.
Yeah,
a sense sign is so good. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So we have Tuxedo John, cute, adorable Chris. Get him going. I'm really getting him going. You make me smile. So boring. So then, okay. So then Jordan. Okay, Blake.
Wait, are we at the 2-on-1 yet? No.
Now we're at. Blake is frustrated. Oh, so they go to the group date dinner, and he's like, "This was sweet." Blake pulls her aside and he goes, "I was frustrated last week that guy took something away from you by being the first person to say I love you because I am falling in love with you. I'm falling in love." And she's like, "I'm falling in love with Blake, and I've known it from the beginning. Wait. I knew it the entire time. I loved it."
Before she said that into camera, though, she responded to him in what was possibly the most Ari-like Becca moment. I like hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to say it back.
Yeah.
So I think maybe she was like trying not to, but you're right. It was like kind of.
I thought that too.
Does Blake fall into a good category or a bad category?
We like Blake.
Okay, he's a queen.
We like Blake, but from jump, Blake
was doing a thing where he was like, everyone else was like, "Hey, so how are you? What are you passionate about?" And he was like, "So when we get married, what are our kids like?" Yeah. He already like grandfathered himself in, which is super smart.
Yeah.
But a little stage 5 clinger when he got so freaked out when. Who's the guy that broke his wrist and had to leave? And he got so upset when Clay got the rose of the date and when she greeted Clay after he came back from the hospital. Like, I don't know if he's not going to implode during the course of the season.
Yeah,
I
think Blake is very sensitive.
He's definitely hardcore struggle if he gets dumped.
Yeah,
he falls hard.
Yeah,
he's falling hard and probably collaging their faces on like wedding photos together.
Yeah,
and if he sees another text that's like, "Did you break up with him yet?" He's going to lose his mind.
Yeah, you're right.
That's how he got dumped.
But you know what?
That's right.
He's going to have a tsunami of poon if he's not chosen as the.
He is
so cute,
And he's going to fall in love with all of them.
Mm-hmm. He's so cute. But what if he gets James Taylor? What if he turns some sweetie?
I don't think so. He seems nicer than that.
So did James Taylor, though. He seems so sweet.
It seems like he's had some success with girls already because he is so cute. Where James, you could tell, like,
there was a former contestant named James Taylor who was a singer-songwriter.
No way.
He was a singer-songwriter named James Taylor, and he was very sweet on the show. He was very sure. He was like dorky. He was adorable.
Like, he wasn't like built like the other dudes.
He was
like,
he was so sweet. And he was so sweet. And he basically was like to JoJo. He was like, "I know I'm not that guy.
I'm not that James Taylor."
Yeah. I know you want to fuck that James Taylor.
Also, I would love that he would hate the comparison.
And then afterwards.
You know what I mean? He got annoyed by it.
He then.
What do you mean? No.
No.
How
it's a different
you?
Guy.
Why do people think that?
Why does everybody. What you hear singing.
I've never even heard
James
of him.
Yeah. Who? Who? But he got, I think, too many ladies after. Like, he went from getting nobody to, like, getting too many, and I think it did bad things for
it
him.
It probably did.
And he was like, "I'm turning a new leaf."
We have to go.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, I literally...
Okay, Anna, what are we... How long is it going to take us to get to the Hyperion?
We'll make it.
Okay.
Okay, so after I like hearing that.
Yeah.
Becca to Colton smirking, and then straight into camera being like, "I'm falling in love with him," which is not surprising, and I love that. And she wants like a best friend and a love, like, love it, great. They talked on a bunk bed. He was the only one who brought her into like the boys' rooms.
I've never seen anyone in any season ever in that room.
See, he knows what he's doing. I think he's really smart. He's like,
he has a chance.
Not just gonna know you, like, we should get to know each other, like, outside of... I think he's, like, really smart and good and, like, pure and, like, wholesome, and I love them.
He could win.
I think he could win. I have him...
I think it's between he and Garrett.
He was in my top 3.
Yeah.
I think he could definitely win.
I think it's between he and Garrett.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And I hope it's Blake.
Me
then.
Too.
Blake, Garrett. I think Blake, Garrett, and
Colton.
Will. I'll tell you what happened. After...
I wish mm-hmm. that, I mean, I'm glad that she was there because there's a lot of time where the guy, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
There's a lot of times that the guys have moments of really cool and smart, strong, interesting, confident, like conflict resolution communication.
Yeah.
And she never sees any of it.
Yeah.
And they also are dicks and she never sees any of it. Versus in this situation, which I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but there's a moment where Wills
yes.
is like, no, like this is, like he just did so well and I was so
such a man.
He was so smart. He was so strong in front of her. He was so gentle and tender and wise. Like in that moment, he had me for the rest of the season.
Me too. Because he handled it so, he was like so calm.
He
was sexy.
So cool.
It was sexy.
He made the other guy look like an idiot.
Okay, wait. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay. So we're back in. Da, 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 da. It pissed me off because I want to be the one who says I love you. And then,
And then Chris is being a brat and throwing a fit. And then and he's going on.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, so Chris is like, Chris doesn't go talk to her. And he's such a toolbox about it.
He kept going, I'm a front runner. I'm a front runner.
Why because he did well with the song. Like,
you're
what
fucking, a fucking idiot.
So what? The old lady stood up while you were singing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
And then he was like, it is just baffling and I'm in shock. I am shook that I didn't talk to her. I got rejected. I feel like I was left alone. I'm thinking about packing my bags tonight. And they're like, all right, bye.
What's crazy about that is that the entire time he wasn't talking about like, wow, this is a shock to me because I really felt like we had a connection. It was like, I'm a catch. I'm better than the rest of these guys. I'm a front runner. Like it was just about him in relation to the other people and not about their connection.
And didn't he say like, she'll be disappointed if I leave tonight? It's like, dude,
it'd be the biggest mistake of her life.
Huge.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like four other dudes who are a lot better than you.
You're not even close to the top six. Mm-mm. Okay, so then we go on the 2-on-1. And,
real quick, I'm sorry, you will not probably be on Paradise, so relax.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's just like,
I don't think they'll bring
up. We are going to be, she's missing out because we would be best friend. I would be, my future partner would appreciate.
I wonder if, do we have who we chose for like villains and stuff?
Yes, we do. It's on our website. www.rosepodcast.vodka. Katie made a great page for us.
Guess we have to go there now if you will go along with us.
Can you please, at home, go along with us to rosepodcast.vodka because some asshole stole rosepodcast.com, but we don't care. We talk. Okay, we got dot vodka. Okay.
As their villain.
Oh, my God.
How did we know he would become crazy?
Did I put him as my villain?
Yeah.
Look, and I, and Jordan was, who did I choose?
Ooh, you
Jordan
did Jordan.
As? The drink. The
you
crazy.
Did it. Nice. You did
Jordan
it.
Jordan as the crazy nice. And Chris as the villain.
Oh, my God,
like
you really did well. Although you're number
Mike,
one.
Gone.
Yeah, Chris Mike. Mike was my number two. Oh my God, we all That's picked him. We all picked him as the dick. Who did I pick as Cray?
Camille.
Oh yeah,
he was
a dick anyway.
Oh, the soccer player.
Yeah. He was the one. He was like basically he was the misogynist. He did something.
He was like, meet me. 60% off. Yeah, he 40%. Was 40%. It's like okay.
Okay, so then we're in the 2-on-1 and we're in the Valley of Fire. Mm-hmm. And I love Jordan trying to sound straight. She looks cute. She looks like a snack. Chicken's gonna take a back seat. And then she was like, I love the silence out here. And then David just kept talking.
Dude.
He's such a fucking ding dong. He's the worst. He's such a dipshit.
There's nothing redeeming about him. Like there are some people that I'm like, well, I could forgive it because there's nothing cool or interesting about
him. Do you know any man that has vocal fry? When he's like, I just feel like, we don't know.
The male version of the crystal voice?
Yeah, he's got vocal fry. Like, I mean, I feel like. Yeah.
Also, it doesn't help his case that he still has his wonky bunk bed eye, which is bright red.
No, it's so bad.
And he just looks like Satan spawn.
Whenever he does like a side eye, his entire eyeball is red.
Yeah. And he's often doing the side eye thing.
He is.
And both of them just smirking up a storm.
Oh my God, Jordan, I felt. So Jordan. So David starts bitching that Jordan's been walking through the casino and he's saying that girls are looking at him and he wants to date other girls. And he says that he's settling. And he goes, I feel like I'm exposed him for who he is, a golden underpants clown. I mean, David is just. He's such a sack of shit. He's such a little weenie.
It just is like. You think that more important than building an actual connection and more valuable, like you don't have enough faith in the fact that you guys could have enough connection or you have enough going on
that you could just make her forget about Jordan or realize he's shallow.
Yeah.
But that you have to spend every second talking shit about him. Because she was like, I'm really interested to like get to know you. So, and he's like, well, you know, I feel really secure in you and me, but got to tell you.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, don't do this, dude.
That happens. I feel like, do you think that happens more with the guys, that the guys get sucked in? Like, Iggy.
I think it's both. They all get sucked into, tattling. But that is a known shooting yourself in the foot move.
Yeah.
You will not make it.
It's talking shit on the 2-on-1 or in general.
Yeah,
on
anything. You need to take your time and put it towards getting to know the person. If you drag someone else in,
anyone that runs and tattles, like when Crystal did it, Crystal ran and tattled. Like, if you run and say, like, the other girls are mean to me or so-and-so is being mean, if you run and tattle, he better want to fuck you so badly. Otherwise,
Lincoln, the picture frame got thrown.
Yeah.
He tattled on Connor.
Yeah.
Connor came back from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was worse for Connor than it was for Lincoln, who, as we all can agree, is a little bitch.
That was like a weird physical altercation in a way. So I could see being like, he threw my picture frame of us. But it's different than being like, you know, I heard that he said he's going to settle for you. Like, hearsay gets you more in trouble than like actual physical, like, he threw it into the pool.
Yeah, yeah. So she also stuff that he never said.
Yes.
Like, it was, and he like, it was like, well, at what point did you say it? In what context? Did he ever use that word? No, it just feels like he has options. Like, David's just mad that Jordan has options.
Yes. Yeah. Jordan really grew on me when she was talking about when he's like, you know, I'm a loyal partner and I became so because I watched my dad for 27 years love my mom. My mom has multiple mental illness. Mm-hmm. I come from nothing. I've had no electricity and I've learned to be bold. I felt like it actually gave me compassion for him that it's like, oh, I know I keep saying that I think he is a little bit mentally like I like Jordan. I see that he's.
But you do see like genetically why he's so weird.
Well, I see oh my God, this guy came from nothing. I think he's like, okay, if I look good, then everything's going to be okay. And like if his mom ruined every big holiday and occasion, you see where this is legit that this guy's built this thing that if my hair is groomed right and I walk right, everything's going to be okay. I really have compassion for
Jordan. It's like actually a clinical OCD. I'm diagnosed clinical OCD, so it's not like I'm not sure. It's like descriptive of like that is clinical OCD of like what is it that I can control and that I can maintain in such a way that like directly checks out and correlates to like success and being able to like model at JCPenney's.
Yeah, like I can feel
be the person and do the catalog. Like that's fine because he's building a life for himself.
Did you know that he worked at Dillard's in the men's department?
I heard that on your podcast last week.
Oh, honey.
I love that you listen.
You know, I told you. Yeah. What am I doing here if not being a
you
fan?
You told me.
Yes, I told you. It's so good.
I am.
Okay, so then I like that he said to him, you have no humor. You have a shitty voice. You've been a little bitch rat ass. Mm-hmm. That is so true. He has been a little bitch rat ass.
Jordan, and that's the thing is that there are things that Jordan says that you're like, this makes no sense. What do you mean? And then there are things that you're like, I wish I could say that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're right. Like, David, you have no charisma.
Yes.
You have no backbone.
You
like,
have no
character.
Yes.
What did he say?
Being me is my greatest power. Being you isn't your greatest power, which is why you got to talk about me. And then he goes, you're uninspiring. You lack charisma. You lack personality. I wrote down, preach, preach. Yeah. You're worse than Ari. I should shove my foot right up your fucking ass. So good.
I loved that.
I loved that. You have no charisma. That is he really has no charisma.
The thing is that it's for sure terribly mean things to say to
someone.
Sure,
but he's right.
But he's dead right.
Pushing him for so long. And then David linked onto Jordan and wouldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, don't care. Jordan's
just let it go.
Win, you idiot.
Yeah. So then Becca comes up and then he goes, you've been disingenuous. And then for the first person ever, Jordan goes, it's disingenuine. And it's like, no one's ever actually corrected. People have said disingenuous on so many seasons of the show. And Jordan was our grammar savior. Okay. So
Jordan,
then
come through. Way to leave a legacy on your way out.
Why did the chicken cross the road to get abandoned in the desert?
Okay. They left him in the desert.
They do that. They leave
you. Like, you got to know that from this being my first bachelorette.
Yeah, they leave you.
They drove away
and
the camera panned
so far in every direction where there was nothing.
Yeah. They have left people on islands.
They left a girl. They left a girl crying on an island, and there was like a blowhole of water.
Yeah,
and they helicoptered out. They left her on an island,
and they left the guy
the Badlands.
Yeah,
no one. Well, in the Badlands. Oh yeah, cliff in Ireland.
Like a dentist. A dentist was crying on a cliff in Ireland.
They don't give a fuck. They'll be like
they copped her away. They usually helicopter away.
He could have jumped and killed himself. Like really, it was like he was right on the edge of that cliff.
Not a time. Not a time to bring someone to their emotional end and then leave them alone on a cliff.
Okay,
for sure.
We're going to wrap up in 3 minutes. Here
so the thing I like was that they took David's bag out and everyone was really excited. Yeah, and then...
Here we go. So then they go on a dinner date. And this was so... This made me nervous because I felt like he was awkward and he was trying. He's like, what's the weekend look like for you? And she starts to answer. And he goes, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That was hard to watch. That was... He was panicking.
He doesn't know how to have a conversation.
He goes, what I do with my free time, obviously, is just go... The gym is a big deal. Skincare, hair. I really do put a lot into it. And that's where I've had my success. Zoolander is very accurate. There's a million different things that I can do with my face. I wish I could get my portfolio out.
That was hard. Get my portfolio.
And then back. So he was looking for someone to get a portfolio. Then back at the rose ceremony, Chris starts. Your boy Wills shows up in an amazing outfit.
Yeah,
an amazing outfit.
Oh, with the printed suit.
Yeah,
only second to his amazing Wayne Newton outfit, which was a floral two piece.
He's amazing.
Might have been a romp him.
He was like a romp him. I love him.
Wills is honestly my personal favorite. Like my Debbie favorite.
Mm-hmm. He's a full romp him. He was wearing a romp him.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Chris freaking out.
By the way, Becca tweeted last night. She goes, where is this portfolio?
Oh, no.
She was his like Instagram. Someone retweeted it. I was like,
it's his Instagram,
don't
right?
you wish we had more Leo, by the way? I love Leo was like serenading a horse.
Leo better come through. I wrote down at one point during last night's episode, Leo is so cute.
He's so
said
cute.
Something like he's just
cute.
Adorable. Yeah, he's going. I know he like maybe likes to be sexually stabbed with a high heel.
That's fine.
He's cute. I think
and
he's
he
like,
has an IMDb credit. Come under my umbrella.
I hate this.
Okay, so then we have Chris. Chris is freaking out, and he's like, you know what? So she pulls him aside because she's pissed because she heard he was a little bitch, and then he was like, you owe me 1,000 kisses.
50,000.
50,000 kisses.
He said 50,000, and she goes, I owe you. And I was like, dude, you just nailed your coffin.
He's up. Yeah. And he was so annoying at the rose ceremony.
Sorry to circle back because I know you have to go, but when Jordan left, his parting words were, she's never... My favorite thing. Okay, so this is my favorite thing. My favorite thing about Becca was that she said she's never met anyone like me.
I saw that.
Not even my favorite thing about the relationship. But,
it was about himself.
Fine. And then he says, "I can speak. I can walk. I wish I knew what Becca didn't like about me.
I know I can.
I'm excited
speak,
to see
I
you
can
in.
Walk.
I'm excited to see you in paradise. Yeah. Speaking of walking, Jordan.
I'm excited to see you in Nashville. I'm excited to see you in paradise. I can speak. Yeah. I can walk.
I can speak. I can walk.
I can speak. I can walk. If we get Jordan, will you guys come?
I'll do my best.
You have to.
I know.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. So then Chris says, you owe me kisses. She says, you don't owe me kisses. He's talking on top of her.
And then, by the way, Jordan also tried to kiss her on the way out.
That was the
He's like, it's that time again.
Like, what if you were dating somebody that every time they kissed you, they go, it's that time again. It's that time. Here we go.
An alarm on their phone goes off.
It's that time again.
It says kiss time.
Yeah. And then he goes, I'm happy I could be a better man than David. I do feel unique. I do have a look. I can speak. I can walk. I really could treat someone right. Wake up alone just like I always do. Oh.
His bag gets taken from the room. Yeah. And there was no greater celebration so far on the season of the show. Like everyone was like, oh.
Roller coaster because first David's went and they were all like, no,
I know,
yeah, like,
yeah.
Colton has on a bad polka dot shirt, and then Chris is like, if I wanted to leave, I would, and she was like, oh, so why didn't you leave? So you don't like me, you don't like me, you don't like me, and he's like, if I wanted to leave, I would have left. Oh, you don't like me, 50,000 kisses. It was so awful, and then Wells is like, 2 minutes. I was like, okay, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, your 2 minutes is up, I'm not leaving, but come on, man, be cool. And he was like, it's 2 minutes, like, what, do you have a timer?
Team
like,
Wells, team,
yeah,
Wells team
is a fucking
A plus communicator,
dumb. Chris is
and
a
also,
little bit.
Becca stepped in.
Yes.
If I say I'm going to go find you, I'm going to go find you.
How
like,
hot?
You could go.
How hot was it when Chris came back and Wills goes, what's up, baby? Mm-hmm. I loved What's Up, Baby.
I crushed.
I loved What's Up, Baby.
Don't do that.
All right, so then my pen died. And he goes, Rose Ceremony. We've got the wide shot from afar at the Ario. You could see the crew.
Wait, real quick. When they all started to fight after with about Chris, Wells just got up and walked away. And I was like, you started amazing. That. You're like, I'm done. And I was
Chris,
awesome.
At one point, first of all, she's so over Chris. She's done.
Yeah.
Chris at one point says, the quote, prove to her even more of how much that.
I can't.
And I had to rewind to get how all those words work together.
What?
Prove to her even more of how much that.
He's
I can't.
An idiot.
I can't. I can't. I just can't.
Teeth.
I can't.
Do words, dude?
Okay. Connor's shirt is unbuttoned to his navel. She picked Chris. What a douche. Poor John. John. And they go, get ready. We're going to Richmond, Virginia. And they go, there's a toast that goes, Virginia's for lovers. I wanted to kill myself that moment.
Right,
I wanted
after she goes,
to kill myself.
To Richmond, Virginia. She could only half sell it.
Yeah.
As exciting. No, and I've never heard the like audible equivalent of like an ellipses question mark.
Remember
when, was like, okay, I guess we're going there.
Remember when they went with JoJo to somewhere? It was like Pescaqua Falls, Pennsylvania. Yeah. They had like a biplane.
Yeah.
And that's when that the Marine that fucked us over in Nashville had to like he had to chop wood and his shirt off to make the hot tub fire up. Okay. Okay.
My conclusion to this rose ceremony is that it is a miracle that Lincoln is still around.
Oh, yes. God. Yeah.
And
you mean the registered sex offender shits on the floor and is a flat earther?
Like
anytime he's on screen, it's like, God, Jesus,
okay.
You again.
Stop, dude.
Wait a minute. Here's the tag. Jordan getting a facial. I wrote it all down.
Oh, man.
My strategy to tomorrow is to try to pull on my temper. He's going to, my strategy tomorrow is he's going to try to pull on my temper. He's going to try to get me hot. So that's why I have to stay cool, calm, and collected, reserved. I've got to be sharp. I've got to be polished. I've got to be a full-on modern man. With a team on this face, being a modern man is about being approachable, being flirty, being charming, charismatic, this is all from one man. Being handsome is great, but being handsome doesn't get the job done. It's all about skincare, hair care, clothing, what to wear for occasions, and that comfort goes a long way with how you deliver yourself. You know, as far as being in clothes and being comfortable, no one's gonna beat me at that. And so if all I have to do is just remain a gentleman, and this is a done deal. One person said that on television while ironing their pants.
Dude, jeans.
Yes, dude. I remember.
Jeans. Did you flag that?
Who the fuck irons jeans?
He goes, what to wear for an occasion, and is ironing jeans.
Yeah,
and
I was
just like,
really upset by that.
Guys, we wanna we're just gonna pick between two tweets of the week.
I have something to plug too.
Okay, Katie.
Okay, so I set up a survey so we want to get the best possible advertisers for all of the listeners.
Yeah.
So the best way to do that is to find out more information about you guys, our listeners, and like, you know, so I set up a survey. It's tinyurl.com/rosepodcast. It's also on our website under links. We would be like forever grateful if you guys could go and fill it out.
Come through. That way you're not annoyed by our ads and you like them.
Yes. You
like
get good.
You, like.
You get good codes. Will you guys follow me on Instagram so I can get verified so I can do like little swipe ups of my dumb stories?
Yes, at Art and Marine.
At Art and Marine. Looks like
use
my
coupon code.
Oh, hey, use my coupon code for FitFabFun. Hashtag horny. That's Anna, we're going to pick between the two that you love.
Okay, so this is by Cheyenne Constance.
Who's on fire this season.
Yeah, she's great. At Trixie Firecracker. Wayne Newton over here is serving the Bachelorette contestants with Rob Lowe in behind the candelabra realness. That face is tight. Uncomfortably tight.
I love that.
So real.
And this is the other one that I loved by John Moore at Real John Moore. Look for David and Jordan in a stage adaptation of Rain Man in which each of them mistakenly believes they're playing the Tom Cruise role. That one was
crazy. Yeah, that's
crazy.
It. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
I was like, yes,
oh my
that's
God.
Exactly what's going on.
You know what? I'm going to go Cheyenne, but I think he wins.
Yeah,
I think
John,
you guys,
real John,
John
Moore,
you did it. Hot Water Burn Baby.
All right. There we go.
Yeah.
You guys, Debbie.
Yeah.
Will you come back again before the season's done?
I would love to. I have to make it seem like there's a reason that I'm obsessively living for this show.
Okay, will you come back around like fantasy suite, like hometowns? I mean, you can come back. You could, quite honestly, you could come back every week. You're welcome every
week. I'm trying to bring our pal.
I know. His dog died.
I know. I messaged him about it. That's heartbreaking.
I told him that we could get him in on Paradise if he yeah. felt too behind.
That's fair. My friend Haley also just had to put her dog down. It's been very weird. I went away and I came back and realized I have to just send like flowers to half of the people that I know for just terrible sympathy things.
Yeah, but you know what would cheer them up? Bachelor in Paradise. Jordan.
Paradise with Jordan.
You guys, I'm Marta Marine. This has been a joy. I'm out. This is tweet.
Oh.
These are so good.
I'm just crazy
busy right now. I'm just so good.
There's nothing quite like relaxing by the pool with a nice chill beverage.
There's nothing quite like relaxing by the pool with a nice...
I don't know if you've ever been to a resort, but things are actually really special there.
It's actually really special there.
I don't know if you know, but Jordan's going to be on.
I don't know if you know, but Jordan's going to be on.
I want all of the texts to be Jordan and Crystal working out.
I want all the texts to be Crystal and Jordan making out. It's going to be a pash mash.
I hope Chelsea's mad.
That's so good.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.